Father, I pray that what has been of me today would just fall as dead leaves and just be trampled underfoot. But I pray for that which is of you. And I pray, Lord, that there would be a transformation in our lives, a drawing closer to you, a willingness to be part of your resistance in this world, to shine bright, to see ground gain. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, you said that you would build your church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. And we pray that we'd be part of that advancing kingdom of God, that kingdom of light in this world of darkness, Lord.
That verse Callie shared a number of times, John 1, chapter 5, said, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." There are a number of translations of that in different versions of the Bible. Another version says, "The light shines in the dark, and the dark has never extinguished it." I was talking to somebody over Christmas who's been reading the Bible in Greek, who was of the opinion that another valid translation would be, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness flees from it." It's very difficult not to shine a light. If it's dark around you, then any light has a very, very powerful effect. God, loving Heavenly Father, would you come? And we know you've been here. We can feel your presence here. Father, would you show us individually now the effect that shining our light of you has in the people around us, in the places where we live, in the places where we work, in the places where we spend our free time, in the places where we shop, in the places where we walk. Father, would you very gently but very deliberately set up divine appointments for those of us who follow you this week, where we will be impressed by how our light is shining. Father, not because of who we are, but because of who you are, because that light comes from you. Father, we confess that we cannot do this by ourselves. There is no way. But thank you, Father, that we do not have to do it by ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
We started this morning saying, "I lift our eyes to the hill. Where does my help come from?" Yeah. Father, it comes from you, and that light comes from you. So, Lord, would you turn up the dimmer switch on each of our lights,
yes,
Father, that we would shine more brightly for you and see your kingdom come and see your will be done in Truro, in Cornwall, and to the ends of the earth. Come, Holy Spirit.